This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 39 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And every Wednesday right around this time, we talk to the man, the myth, the legend, the outdoorsman, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. I just learn stuff by just listening to you, Mark, watching what's going on in your life. I actually feel a little bit more like I could take on the world, even though I'm in the, you know, the cozy confines of my couch. So I appreciate you.
Well, I tell everybody all the time, I don't have a lot of right answers. I've just got a lot of wrong answers I can share with everybody. Because if you pick a topic, I've screwed it up in some way, shape, or form. And I've always figured that's part of the negative of being active all the time is you're going to screw up a lot. So I've done that a lot. So I can give you a lot of wrong answers.
I love it, man. Like I said, one of these days I'm going to come out there. I'm going to help you with a project. I'm not sure when. I'm not sure how. But one of these days, Mark. Okay, so last week you and I were talking about this Washington game. And I've been talking about this since you and I chatted after the loss. You said something before that game. You said, Washington's too good to have this record. I don't know what's happening. I think they have the roster. They certainly have the coaching staff. My fear is, you know, they're going to get that chemistry going, and it's going to happen against the Buffs. And it kind of looks like that's exactly what happened last week.
Yeah, you knew it was. Well, you know, any time, and listen, when you're in this business as long as I've been, and you begin to evaluate teams, you evaluate rosters, you know what kind of talent they've got on the roster. And listen, we know that sometimes even talented rosters have issues in which they lose games. I mean, look at the Buffaloes last year with that five-game losing streak at the end of the season. I mean, holy cow, you were scratching your head going, what is going on here? They were one of the better teams in America for much of the season. And so I looked at that Washington team, and I looked who they had and what kind of talent they had. I looked at their numbers and kind of looked deep into them, and their shooting numbers weren't great. And I thought, okay, now there's – at some point, knowing Mike Hopkins as long as I have, at some point they're going to start to figure it out. And now they've won two in a row. It just so happened they started figuring it out against the Colorado Buffaloes. And in a night when the Buffs all of a sudden couldn't throw it in the ocean from downtown and didn't play very well defensively. So you knew it was going to happen eventually. You were just hopeful it maybe would have happened against Utah, not Colorado. But, you know, here we sit. Buffs bounce back with a nice win against Washington State. They've really got an opportunity with a five straight games at home now. To really make some noise. They're in the upper echelon of the Pac-12 and can put themselves in a position to compete for the title. So, you know, let's see what happens over the next few weeks. But, yeah, it was disappointing last Wednesday night, undoubtedly.
Mark, some fans, and I don't know if you were feeling this at this moment, you lose to Washington, but then you're struggling mightily against Washington State. As you said, they get it right in the second half, come all the way back, win that thing. Was there a moment there where, you know, you can kind of hear the fans almost outwardly saying, uh-oh, here we go again. The Buffs are maybe going to hit that strange wall that they hit last year. Like you said, they were rolling. This team was a great team. We were expecting huge things. They hit this weird wall and never really recovered. Was that going through your mind at all the last two games?
Well, I'll tell you this. When, you know, we start that ball game on Saturday, I guess it was, and McKinley Wright, you know, at the 14-minute mark goes down with the knee injury. We're not sure how serious that is. He's over there flexing it, and they're moving him, and they're trying to figure out, you know, how bad it is. Can he play? And then about 11:42, I think it was, of the first half, they're down 18, and we go to that 12-minute timeout. And I look at Scott, and I said, I don't like this at all, man. And he goes, I don't think we're going to win it. And, you know, I always got to play the other side of that, and I look at him, I said, you know, we don't need that kind of negativity around here, so stop it right now. But, you know, you do wonder. And then what happened? And Tad has told us that, you know, Evan Batty gets in the huddle and grabbed all the guys and said, look at me. You know, come and jump on my back. You guys play at the same level I'm going to play at. And he went out there, and he was phenomenal for the rest of that half. They pulled back within four. We're down seven after a three at the intermission. And then McKinley Wright has his, you know, Willis Reed moment where he comes walking back out in the court for the second half, and it's phenomenal for the second 20 minutes. And they come back and win. And so, you know, yeah, listen, I'm like anybody else. I was thinking, holy cow, this thing could get rolling downhill, and you never know what happens. But this is a very good basketball team. They've got very good players. It's not just McKinley Wright, although he's the catalyst. And I think we saw them prove that the other day. That was one of those character moments where, which way are you going to go? Are you going to sink or swim? And the Buffaloes decided they were going to swim.
Yeah, and I love that point because maybe that would have been that moment. Oh, you lose two in a row. Now do you kind of fizzle down to the middle of the Pac-12? But instead, they pull together as a team, find a way to get that W, and now another opportunity tonight, a rematch there against Washington State. I don't see the Buffs starting off that poorly in this first half. When you look at the Pac-12 standings, Mark, UCLA sit at the top. Now the Buffs are, what, two games behind them?
Yep.
But UCLA still has some pretty big games coming up down the stretch.
Hey, look at the end of the schedule. The last game of the schedule, you've got the LA teams coming to Boulder, Colorado. And, you know, I'm not going to put the cart ahead of the horse here, but you've got five straight at home right now. Tad Boyle does not lose often at the Event Center. I mean, his career winning percentage over the course of almost 11 years now is like 89%. So he's going to win you 9 out of 10. So let's say they run the table at home. All of a sudden, you could, you know, and I know we're speculating, but that's what we do in the media, right? We speculate. We could have a game at the end of the season that could determine the Pac-12 championship.
Wow.
And so there's an opportunity here. UCLA is very good. Make no mistake about it. They're a much better defensive program now than they were under the previous coach. And so I think they're a very good team, but so is the University of Colorado. So is Oregon. So, you know, and I just saw that Oregon actually paused their basketball operations right now. And so, you know, there's a lot going on in this league, and I think it's going to be real interesting down the stretch. But as road-heavy as the Buffs were in the first third of this schedule, they are equally home-heavy now down the stretch. So it's going to be kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, a lot of big games coming up. It's going to be a fun race in the Pac-12. I have to laugh at this, Mark, and you see this way more than I do, but the Tad Boyle stuff, the negative about Tad Boyle of like that he's not the right coach that can get this team over. I mean, what more? I get it. You know, winning a championship would be fantastic, but what are the odds anybody has to start the season of winning it all and going deep in March Madness? It's called madness for a reason. I just don't get it. Tad Boyle is the perfect fit for as long as he wants to stay with the Buffaloes. I don't see the Buffs ever wanting to go anywhere.
No. It is ridiculous. And, you know, being in this business as long as I have, I hear from fans all the time, and you know, I'll have people stop me and start making their argument, you know, Tad's been great and all this, and you know, but I don't know if he can take us to the next step. And, you know, you kind of get that conversation. And so I'll look at him, and I very calmly will listen and politely listen, and then I lay out the fact that, you know, this is the greatest period that Colorado basketball has ever had. And I'll go through the numbers, and I'll talk about all the 21 seasons. Would it be nice for Tad to have a team that gets beyond the second round of the NCAA tournament? Oh, you bet it would. And I tell you what, no one wants that more than he does. And that's always a big push. And so I think as you build a program, that kind of thing is going to happen. I think the team last year had a real opportunity. You know, I know the end of the season didn't end well, but I think it had an opportunity. I think this team is really talented enough to do that kind of thing. And listen, having gone through a national championship run like I did with Syracuse in 2003, you got to be really good. And you got to be really lucky. I mean, there are things that it was unbelievable when, you know, I was along for that ride to the championship, how things fell into place. How does a Hall of Fame coach like Gene Cady never make it to the Final Four despite having unbelievable talent when he was there for all those years at Purdue? And so there's plenty of people who have been very good and not make it. You know, and then the other thing, I when I finally get down to the end of kind of running through the logic of it, I look at it and I say, do you want a dirty program? Do you want a program where people are cheating? And they're like, well, no, I don't want that. Well, then what are you complaining about? Because what have we found out in recent years here in college basketball? We've heard a lot of FBI stuff. And guess what? The top programs in the country were all attached to it, directly or indirectly. That's the underbelly of college athletics that nobody really wants to hear about. They really don't want to talk about it. And you don't want it in my backyard, but I want the results that those guys are getting. And so I always tell people, you've got a guy that is clean as the wind-driven snow, loves this program, does not want to go anywhere, is one of the great human beings you're ever going to be. I know I'm preaching to the choir there in Greeley, Colorado, but this guy is as good a coach as I've ever been around, and I've worked with some Hall of Fame coaches, and he's as decent of a guy as you're ever going to meet. And so anybody who says that isn't really thinking. They are responding emotionally, and it's you know, once you kind of settle them down and go through the numbers, they always kind of go, well, I know, but Yeah, I know. You won a championship, so do I, so does Dad.
Yeah, I mean, we all do. And listen, it's so hard to achieve that goal. Like I said, it's March Madness. We expect how many upsets in the first round? That's part of it. If we don't get upsets, we're upset. So that's what the point of the tournament is. So, and like you say, with all these games, you're playing so many basketball games, that tournament lends itself to upsets because if you could, you could be playing off one night for even 1 minute might be enough to get a team over the hump. So it is a hard deal, but to get a chance at the dance is the big deal. And Tad, more often than not, or at least half the time, is getting there. Last year would have been there, but because of the situation we're in. So, yeah, I'm with you, Mark. It drives me crazy when I see that because I'm looking at all these other situations. I'm thinking, well, this guy's a top-level guy. I mean, he can go anywhere almost in the country.
Yep, phenomenal, without question. I mean, and watching what he does with what he has, think about how many guys he's put in the NBA. And it's not like you're seeing, the University of Colorado attracting a bunch of those five-star guys and the one-and-dones, okay? The guys he's brought in, think of the list in recent years, all the NBA guys that Tad has put into the National Basketball Association, who were guys that came in and he developed them over the course of their 2, 3, 4 years. I mean, he's done a phenomenal job with that. And, yeah, you know, you look around the Pac-12, look around college basketball, look at where the programs have been, and, you know, I would say that Tad has done more with Colorado basketball than virtually any coach with any program in America, you know? And it really is amazing. When you truly sit there and kind of break the numbers down and sift through them a little bit, it really is quite an interesting deal. But like I said, the emotion takes over for a lot of people, and I get it. But you've got a program you better be proud of, you should be proud of, and they win at a very high level. I tell people all the time, and I'm not sure why, you know, I know this year's different, you can't go to the games, but on a normal set of circumstances, why aren't you going to the games? I mean, you've got a chance, 9 out of 10 games you're going to go to, you're going to see a victory. There are very few places in America where you can see that. Troy Andre has got a note in the game notes that he puts out every week about who has won the most games in the country over the last couple of years, and Colorado's like in the top 10. It's stunning. Their number, his numbers non-conference-wise in the month of November, I think are number 2 in the country behind, like, man, it might have been Duke. I can't remember if it's Duke or North Carolina. I mean, it's really stunning when you sit down and really break it down. But because there hasn't been a deep run into the tournament, he gets criticized for it.
Yeah, no, I can't believe it either. It's crazy to me. And I always say basketball's really growing in this state, and the Buffs have been leading that with Tad Boyle for the last several years. It started with the Buffs. So, Mark, appreciate you. But what time does coverage get going tonight?
6:30 tonight, 7 o'clock with the tip off, and I don't know if you and your listeners have seen it, but they just moved the game time for Saturday's game with Utah. That was a 7:30 game, I think, and now it's a 12:30 game. But anyway, so it's a 12:30 game now, so they moved to a day game. But yeah, so day game on Saturday, 7 o'clock game, 6:30 on the Colorado Basketball Network tonight.
Looking forward to it as always, Mark, my friend. Appreciate you, and we'll be listening. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, that's Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Yeah, you get a little defensive because Tad Boyle, to me, he's in one of the upper echelon, and it's tough to do. Listen, college basketball, we're talking about college basketball. We're not talking about the Broncos. We're not talking about, you know, competing in your own division of 4 teams. You're talking about a tournament of 64 teams that you're expecting to get past. It's a tough, tough task. But getting a seat at the table, to me, is you know, that's pretty much the most important part. Winning a title, the odds are against you. I want that. Maybe the Buffs are that kind of team. But he's certainly assembling this kind of team, an exciting basketball. They're 12-4, for crying out loud. That's the expectations that Tad Boyle has created. You're 12-4. And you're talking about a guy that can get you over the hump. 53 after the hour, we'll finish up hour number one. Game of the week coming up tonight. It is Colorado State and Boise State. Huge game. We'll talk about that. Kevin Lytle joining me. What is Boise State so good at? We'll talk about that next.
Follow your UNC Bears all the way to March on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.